Hi, I'm Sabrina Soto. I believe the best conversations are with friends who are really able to open themselves up and share their lives, both the good parts and the bad. You're going to be listening to some of those candid conversations and hopefully gaining some insight to help you redesign your life from the inside out. Hi, and welcome to another episode of Redesigning Life. I am your host, Sabrina Soto, and today I am going solo Soto to discuss mindful spaces and exploring the intersection of mental health and interior design. Today I posted this reel on social media about the benefits of making your bed every morning, and I was doing research about it and how beneficial it is. It makes you feel productive, and they've done research to see that a lot of successful people make their bed every morning. And I just love the connection between design and being your well-being, because I believe in it so much and I have such a passion for it. A lot of people don't know my background of growing up, but some people do, but I'll share it. So my mom she is so creative, and growing up, we were constantly creating things together. I don't know if you remember in the late 80s and early 90s, there was that huge fad of creating those wood boxes covered in fabric and the ribbon, and you just put tchotchkes and stuff in it. And I would make those with her all the time, but we would constantly be creating things together, and I would just be in awe of how great she was at doing it. And I think that's what ignited my passion. But all throughout my life, my parents realized, you know, that no matter how much money we have or how little, that you should be really proud of your home. And I was proud of our house always. And in high school, we went through a really hard financial time, really, really hard financial time. So when my parents had the funds, we had renovated the house, and they thought it was a good idea to put marble floors throughout the entire house, which, yeah, they looked beautiful, but let me tell you, when our HVAC system broke and we had no money to fix it, it was an ice box in that house, like freezing. So cold that my mom used to wake up before us, my sister and I, and she would go into the kitchen and turn on the oven and open the door, so that when we were eating breakfast, we just stood around the open oven, obviously not that close to it, but that was the only heat, because otherwise the house was freezing. And because the heating didn't work, the HVAC system was down, the only heater that was in the house was in my mom's master bathroom on the ceiling next to the toilet. It was like a powder room that had that ceiling heater. So I would sleep on the floor next to the toilet with a ton of blankets. And I didn't even care, because it was the only warm room in the house. And I'm telling you all that story to say that even during that time where we had nothing, I was still proud of the house, because the house was clean. And my mom always told us, like, you don't have to have money to clean the house. And it was organized, and it made me feel happy. The house still made me feel happy, and which sounds strange because it shouldn't have, and it was breaking. It was like The Money Pit. I don't know if anybody has watched that movie. By the way, one of my favorite movies, that and Overboard. Just must watch. Anyway, it was a hard financial time, but the house still, every day when I would come home, would give me a hug. And I have such a passion for budget design, and all of my shows have been budget design because that's how I grew up, but it's also what gives me life, is creating beautiful spaces on a budget that tell the homeowner stories, not mine. It's not about what I like. It's about what the homeowner's like. And I want your home to always hug you at the end of the day. And I know that sounds really dramatic, but I think we're all under such an insane amount of stress these days, and especially lately. I've been talking to a lot of my friends, my family about it. I feel like we're all under a lot of stress the last couple of months. Hopefully you're not, but I mean, I am. And at the end of the day, I want you to, after being stressed out at work or wherever you're spending your days, to come home to a space that hugs you and makes you feel safe and happy. So with that said, oh, another thing too of what's happened lately. So I just finished a series on Roku that's coming out this year. And it was all about creating a space that makes you less stressed. And it was all about organizing, but I cannot tell you how crazy the transformations were, not just physically with the spaces, but how I saw the families' lives transform by just organizing spaces that were bringing them so much stress in their lives. And the stuff that was in the spaces that was bringing so much stress, and how removing clutter into a space and cleaning a space can have such a huge impact on your life. Your design choices can either promote tranquility and foster creativity and enhance your mental wellness, or it can completely bring you down and depress you and stress you out and bring anxiety. And it shouldn't be like that. I feel like there are steps that you could take to make your home happy. The number one thing is what I've already discussed, is being clutter-free, removing the clutter from your life, cleaning, deep cleaning your spaces. And I consider myself a very organized person, and I still have spaces in my room and in my house that are cluttered that I have to pay attention to. Just recently in our living room, Olivia has a lot of her games, board games and art supplies and things in our living room cabinets. And because I don't access them very often, I just kind of forgot about them because the doors are always closed. And the other day she wanted to create something and I went in there, and I'm sure you've done this, but when maybe you're like getting ready and you're opening up your closet and it's like, oh, you like grit your teeth and you're like, God, this is stressing me out. So I pulled everything out. I'm like, screw it. I'm just going to take care of this now. So it took me probably 45 minutes, maybe an hour to do this. I'm telling you, just the small change of reorganizing the living room cabinets made the house feel lighter. And I'm not exaggerating. And I know that those are the things, those small changes, it's the energy that the clutter is holding. It's physical and energetic, like emotional energy, that things that you don't need that are you're surrounded by, it stresses you out. So get rid of the stuff you don't need. Hopefully you'll be motivated this weekend to, you don't have to do the whole house. As a matter of fact, don't do the whole house, please. But maybe just pick one room or one closet or even a bathroom cabinet. I am sure there is expired toiletries or makeup that you should throw away. In my pantry, I did the same thing last week. I just went through like my canned goods. This is going to sound really stupid, but I didn't realize canned goods can expire that quickly. I thought like canned goods live forever. No, they don't. And so I got rid of old canned goods that were expired, old crackers that I kind of forgot about, like things like that. Just spend this weekend, take one little space, reorganize it. Hopefully like it's something that's been stressing you out. It's probably your closet, the clothes that you don't need anymore. Let go of those things energetically. This is going to get a little esoteric, but getting rid of stuff that you don't need, stuff, and then we'll get to people on another episode, but stuff, it just opens you up for new things. Not just things, tangible things, but it opens you up to new connections, new opportunities. So just trust me on this, because I can assure you every single person that I worked with on this last series will attest that their whole demeanor changed after we left the house because of the spaces that we decluttered. There is a connection there. And incorporating elements into your home that make you happy can really impact your mental health as well. Your house should tell your story. The colors in your home should make you happy. So of course you hear designers and magazines, all these shelter magazines, talk about soothing colors like soft greens and blues and earth tones. Yes, of course. They are soothing to some people, but if those colors don't make you happy, do not surround your house with those things. If bright colors make you happy, get a lot of accessories and toss pillows and throw blankets and things like that that make you happy and that tell your story. Another thing that I see people, it's yes, clutter, but also not letting sunlight in, and it has such an impact too. obviously in the morning, if you have heavy curtains, open them up, add sheer curtains if you need the privacy just to let sunlight filter in. But opening up your curtains and letting sunlight in can really make you happier. And it makes the space feel more, it makes it feel bigger and lighter. Also, I like to create little zones for relaxation in my bedroom. In the corner, I have a meditation pillow. And next to the pillow, I have crystals that I love and oracle cards that I love. You don't, and incense, of course. I love incense. You don't have to do a whole meditation corner, but creating a little space in your house, whether it's a chair with a cozy throw or a window seat, or you could have your meditation corner. Having a space that you could retreat to once a day, I think is key. I love a gratitude journal. I've talked about it a million times. I came out with my own gratitude journal that's available on Amazon. It's a mother and child gratitude journal that I do with Olivia. Writing 5 things a day that I'm grateful for has changed my life. And creating a little space where you can do that, that makes you motivated to do that every day, I absolutely love. Also, infusing your home with positive energy with like meaningful rituals, like a gratitude journal, but it could be as something as small as lighting candles, burning incense, like I love. That practice of gratitude can really transform your home into a sanctuary of peace, that small little change. So I love to create like a little harmonious home moment in the Soto house. I also love to just create little vignettes around the house. And I feel like you don't have to renovate your entire house, redesign your entire house, but moving things around, especially if you've lived in the house for a long time, it's hard for you to see it any other way. Invite a friend over who is, you know, we all have that friend who's super honest and maybe too honest. Bringing them over, letting them like take a look and give you just ideas of what doesn't feel fresh anymore. Moving furniture around from room to room. I have lived in this house for 9 years and I'm sort of feeling like it was stale. I just like, it was the same kind of decor. So I moved a few things around, little like new trays on my nightstand and fresh flowers, plants. Go to Trader Joe's, get a succulent or a little plant, add some greenery into your home. That is another huge thing that can bring some new fresh life into your home to just make it feel more alive, literally. But creating, you know, that natural element in your home, and it could be with plants, fresh flowers. It could also be with new wood pieces, stone, but creating little accessories, little vignettes with accessories, like a tray on your nightstand with your book, a candle, whatever, can just make you feel happier when you're going to bed. And like I said about making the bed, it's those small little rituals that make a big difference in your life. So just starting, it doesn't take a long time. You don't have to make your bed. The co-host of the show, Jen, she does not make her bed. She thinks it's a complete waste of time. She's hilarious. But I like when I wake up in the morning, I make my bed. I make it super easy, not too many layers. It just makes me feel like I'm starting off on the right foot. But tending to those little things and making your home feel like it's your safe place, it's your sanctuary, it's going to give you a hug when you get home from work. It's a place that you can't wait to come home to and that you're proud to entertain in. That's another thing. I know I heard a lot of people on the series that I finished and a lot of the clients that I've worked with throughout the years, it makes me sad when they say that they don't want to entertain or have friends over because they hate their home. There's nothing more that breaks my heart than that, because you know now my background, you don't have to have a lot of money at all to be proud of your home. And I feel like every single person should feel proud of the home that they live in. So with that said, I'll wrap it up. This is going to be a short one, but hopefully I've motivated you a little bit to make small changes that have a major impact on your well-being, because your home does tell your story. And I hope that it's a good one. Until next time, if you do have a chance to rate and review the podcast, I would love that. Any feedback, I love. I want to hear if you like my solo episodes, if you like the guests, what guests you want to hear, please reach out to me. I read my DMs. And if you can take the time to rate and review the podcast wherever you listen, I would totally appreciate it. Until next week, I hope you all have a wonderful weekend.